Let's just start over. All right, so we're having some technical difficulties, so I'm going to have to start the hearing over again, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we're going to start from the beginning, sir. Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Lewis Robert Circa, 114218.
Okay. So you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, and sir, my name is Michael Johnson, and I'm going to be acting as your panel lead. Also with this, sir, representing the Department of Correction, as well as a parole officer, is Mr. Oliveri. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Don't represent myself, sir.
All right, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Oliveri in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Thank you, sir.
Sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your line, Mr. Sharker. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Yes.
All right. The allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about June 20th, 2018, as directed on June 19, 2018. The offender is actively avoiding supervision, thus he's absconded from supervision. So is that true or false?
Well, I didn't abscond, sir, but I didn't show up for that date to see Mr. Judge Terrell.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Based on the admission of Mr. Shucker, I am going to move to find that he did violate the terms, that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company. Mr. Neal, you second?
Second.
Okay.
Agreed.
Okay, second by, motion by myself, second by Mr. Neal, agreed, Dr. Wright, agreed, Ms. Rittenhouse. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri. Then, sir, I'm going to go over some information with you. At that time, we'll give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Circa was released from the Department of Corrections on December 26th of 2017. He was arrested on July 13th of 2018 by ADC CIU, returned back to custody that same day. He has 23 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on October 15th of 2018. Current conviction, 2011, narcotic drug violation, 3 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1994, endangerment, 8 months. 1999, 2 counts of marijuana violation, receiving 1 year, 6 months for each count. The offender has 3 terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 3-3, mental health score of a 1, and substance abuse score of a 3. There is no STG game information limited. Prior terms of supervision, in 2005, TIS release, completion, 4 months. And in 2004, TIS release, completion, 6 months. The offender has a significant disciplinary history. Other arrest, 1986, burglary, Arizona juvenile probation. 1986, theft, Arizona juvenile probation. 1987, theft, Arizona juvenile probation. 1998, DUI, liquors, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2003, DUI, liquors, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation, and in 2005, use of electronic communication. detention, Arizona felony conviction probation. His community risk level is a G6/B6.
Okay, Mr. Sharpton. I see when you were released, you were approved to reside at 4897 North River Valley Loop in Tucson. So were you still standing there at the time you were apprehended, or did you leave that location?
No, sir, that's my house. That's where I was at.
Okay. And I see that it does say that you were working for Beyond Bread. Is that true? Or were you working somewhere else during that period of time?
Sir, I had two jobs. I was working at Bakehouse Bakery off of Grant, off Jeff Rabbit Road from 9 to 5.
Uh-huh.
And my second job was at Alpha Underground on Plum Street off of Wetmore from 6:30 to 2:30 in the afternoon.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm glad you were working.
According
to the programming that we have here, so it looks like on December 26th, you were placed on task color code for random drug screens. You assigned the color code of olive and was directed to call task daily, Monday through Friday, and to submit a UA if your color was to be called. You verbally were counseled on giving written instructions regarding the task instructions for submitting a UA sample. The following are some of the reports that they received from task of the compliance record you had. Looks like on January 19th, you had no sample collected. January 22nd, you was positive for THC.
Sir, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay. Looks like on January 19th of 2018, you didn't have a sample that was collected. Can you hear me now, sir?
Yes, sir, I can.
On January 22nd, you were positive for THC. On February 27th, there was no sample collected. On March 12th, you were positive for opiates, morphine. March 21st, no sample collected. March 12th, no sample collected. April 25th, no sample collected. May 14th, no sample collected. On May 15th, you were positive for opiates and THC, looks like heroin, hydromorphine, and morphine. Then on May 24th, they increased your frequency level for UAs to red. And then it looks like on June 1st, you didn't have a sample collected. June 4th, no sample collected. June 7th, no sample collected. June 13th, no sample collected. Then on June 15th, you were positive for opiates and THC. And on the 28th, June 28th, there was no sample collected. So why would you, what was going on when you didn't give samples all those times, sir?
Sir, I was working so much, and the times I did miss, Mr. Duffy, Doug Duffy, would call me, and I'd make arrangements to go and drop at task. The few times that I have dropped, 30 for THC, I was just waiting to go see the doctor. And I took my, from Dr. Charles Kaplan at Northwest Hospital, I was getting prescribed oxycodone 30 back in the 2001 to 2014. And I took my paperwork in and I showed Mr. Duffy where I had a prescription left from when I got incarcerated of oxycodone 13. That's why I was dropping 30 twice for opiates. And then I was trying to get a doctor's appointment because I had Harrington rise in my back for the car accident, a DUI. And I was having a hard time getting back on my anxiety medication, so I smoked marijuana 3-4 times, and I came up dirty, so.
So did you have a prescription for the morphine, sir?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever provide that to your PO, sir?
I sure did. I showed it to Mr. Duffy. It was from 2015, early 15, in the 14 prescription I had when I got incarcerated. I had maybe like 60 pills left.
How many pills did you have all together, sir?
I get 160 a month.
And it says that you were going to AA meetings?
Yes, sir.
Where are you going to AA meetings at?
Northwest Oddball Club, right there off of Shannon and Curtis.
Okay. So it says that you admitted to using heroin 4 times. What was that, sir?
No, sir. I talked to Mr. Judge Geron about my prescriptions, And that's why on the 19th of June, he wanted me to bring in my paperwork, and I told him that I already brought in the prescription paperwork to Mr. Doug Duffney, so I didn't even show up.
I don't see anything in here. I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri, and ask him if there's anything on file, whether he has any documentation.
We have an entry dated on 4/4/2018 by parole officer Robert Duffney, a member in office, residence is 4897 North River Valley Loop, 85705. Member has a cell, but doesn't have a number. Member owes 130 in COS fees. Member is working at Bakehouse Bakery, making 1050 as a janitor. Boss is Jennifer. Also at Alpha Underground as a laborer, making 11 an hour. Boss is Brian. Offender does not have phone numbers. Offender brought in a pay stub. Offender brought in proof of his old prescription and hydrocodone. The offender reports quitting Alpha Underground Construction.
So, sir, are you just overtaking some of the opiates that you actually were being prescribed, sir?
I'm sorry, sir, what did you say?
Are you overtaking some of the opiates that you were being prescribed?
Overtaking?
Yes, are you excess?
Yes, sir, I take 4 a day.
Uh-huh. And do you have a marijuana card?
No, I don't, sir. I was in the process of doing that.
And what about heroin? Have you been using heroin too, sir?
No, sir.
And so on those days that, because you had more days that you had no sample collected than you do samples actually collected, sir.
It's because I was working so much. Mr. Duffy would call me though the days that I would miss on olives, and he'd tell me that I need to go drop, and I agreed to that, and I would go and do that for Mr. Duffy. I had no idea I missed so many UAs when I was olive. They barely ever called my color.
Well, some of them looks like that the more you know, they change your color at one point.
I'm sorry, sir, I can't hear you.
They change the color at one point to red, sir, so that you would have to have more frequent UAs because of the amount of UAs that you were missing.
Correct, sir.
So why were you in Esconder for those 23 days or however long that was? 25 days.
Sir, I was in contact with Mr. Duffney. I called Mr. Duffney July, I think, 9th on a Friday. Although, excuse me, the 13th, the same day I was arrested, and I had made arrangements to go down and turn myself in with Mr. Duffney on the following Monday. And then right after I got off the phone with him, less than an hour later, the marshals were at my door. Uh-huh. And on the way back to prison here, they let me call, the marshal let me call someone, and I said, well, will you call my parole officer and let him know that I won't be coming in Monday to turn myself in? And at that time, he called Mr. Duffney, and he goes, they got you already? And I said, yes, sir, I'm just letting you know that I won't be there Monday.
Okay.
So.
Well, sir, let me, Mr. Sharka, let me see if the board has any questions for you.
Yes, sir.
Sir, seeing no questions coming from the board, we're about to go into discussion as we come up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion, sir?
Sir, I was doing good out there. I was paying taxes. I was working. I was going to AA meetings. And the heroin thing is I had a prescription from 15 of oxycodone 30. Obviously, that drops 30 for heroin or opiates or whatever. And the THC, I was just waiting to get back on my medication. And I was in progress to get my medical marijuana card.
Okay, so the board's going to go into a discussion. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain silent, however, to remain on the phone, okay? So you can hear the discussion.
Yes, sir.
The board's now going into discussion. This is Mr. Sharker. says that he does have a prescription, which he says he turned into his PO for opiates, saying that he takes those four times a day, but he has missed more UAs than what he's actually taken. And according to the information that we have, he's tested positive for THC, morphine, and which he says he has one. He also states in here that he admitted to his PO during the staffing that he had used heroin four times, and he was directed to enroll into an IOP program when his freaks the color was increased to red at that time. I think that Mr. Sark is going to be released on October 15th. He'll be released just a little over a month away. I think that he has had two successful completions in 204 and 2005, one for 5 months, one for 4 months. So I think if he just go ahead and stays incarcerated when he's released on October 15th, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. At that time, he'll be free to move about and hopefully not have any more negative contact with law enforcement or the police again. I have to come back before this board. That is my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Mr. Neal.
Yeah, just one thing about that prescription. According to Mr. Shirk, it was from 2005 or 2015, so it's invalid. It's, so the use is not, that's why TASC would keep putting up if they don't have a current prescription, so he currently isn't allowed to use that.
Okay.
I'm agreeing with you.
All right, therefore, I am going to make a motion and move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Sharker, find that he was delinquent, violated the term condition supervision, and had lapsed, was about to lapse in the criminal ways of company as he had missed several UAs that he did test positive for morphine as well as marijuana, which he does not have a license for, and he wasn't absconded for 25 days. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Dr. Wright, and agreed Mr. Neal. Sir, Mr. Sharker?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on October 15th of 2018, which is just about a little over a month away from now. That time you won't be on any parole or community supervision, so you won't have to report to the parole office. I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. However, that is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you, sir.
Sir, I have one question for you. The 25 days I'm supposed to be scouting, can there any way I can get that back since I didn't leave my residence and I have in contact with Mr. Duffy?
Sir, you would have to discuss that with your CO3. We have no jurisdiction over that. That is strictly done by Department of Corrections as well as TimeCom, so we wouldn't have any input in that.
Okay, so October 15th, Mr. Duffy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
All right, bye. Thank you, sir.